views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit show, Sheer Alchemy, with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Just say yes to explosive abundance. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Now, here's your host, Leslie Fontaine.
Hello, everyone. This is Leslie Fontaine. This is Sheer Alchemy, and it is another opportunity that we have to perform some sheer alchemy in our own field, to change, to shift, to move into the best of who we are. And that's what I would like to talk about today, is how sometimes we sabotage our own success, how we stop our own successful manifestation. And, you know, if we're honest about it, we do that. We get into a pattern of being a little afraid of being that great, you know, of being that phenomenal. Well, if anyone hasn't told you today, you are phenomenal, you are amazing, and you have a purpose. So why do we sabotage our own success? You know, we walk through it in our heads, what we want to create. We have dreams, we have desires, but sometimes we can defeat the plan before it ever sees the light of day. And so today we're going to take a look at how we do that, how we shut down, how we sometimes will our own defeat or shut down so that we don't have to try. And I think all of us have that experience in life of times where we, you know, got hurt, or someone stepped on our idea, or someone hurt our feelings when we were wanting to create something special. And, you know, we don't want to go back to that. Well, we're going to go into the depth of some of this. We're going to talk about, you know, how our feelings get in the way. We are not going to trash our feelings, but we're going to talk about how some of that gets in the way, some of our fear of failure, where it comes from, and how we can start doing it differently. So the most important thing about this show today is it's not a shame fest, and it's not a guilt fest, and it's not a show where we want to explain all the reasons why we haven't done some things in life. You know, I used to make an excuse that, oh, well, when I have time, I will do it. Well, then I would get time and I wouldn't do it. So what is that, right? What is that aspect of us that even when we clear the obstacle that we say is an obstacle, we still don't go do that dream, that desire, that thing that is so much a part of our energy? And for a lot of you, this is a great show if you're wanting to, you know, get clear of it, have some acceptance, have some love for yourself on this. You know, this is not, again, about telling yourself how you failed because you didn't create it, you didn't make it happen, you didn't step into it. But we do want to use it as an opportunity to clear the blocks and the interferences in our field, because this is for your highest good. This is for your highest good and the highest good of everyone involved. And you get to help others step into their dreams and desires, even if they're very young and very small, or they're older. You know, I love to talk about the client I have that is 82 years old and opened her yoga studio. And, you know, you think, well, geez, at 82, aren't you supposed to be retired? But that hits up against a belief. You know, for her, she was very, you know, healthy and able to get around physically, and her mind was very nimble. And there was nothing that said, hey, I'm done. So do you know that at any age and at any point in life, we can close the door and say we're done? And if you've done that and you want to take a look at it, then this is the show for you. First off, I would love to announce that this weekend in Kent is the Emerald Spiral Expo. Yay, it's on Saturday the 26th at Kent Commons, and I'm going to be there. I'm also going to be speaking, and I really look forward to meeting a lot of you. I hope you'll come. This is one of the few shows in the Seattle area that I come to. And then in April, the following weekend, April 2nd and 3rd, I'm going to be in Portland at the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo at the Convention Center downtown. So if you don't catch me here in Seattle, I hope you will come by in Portland. It's a great show, and it's a great opportunity to come loaded with the next thing that you're ready to create and ready to step into. We're going to be taking calls today about clearing some of the interferences to our dreams and desires. And the number that you want to call is 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. So let's talk a minute about how we sabotage our success. We want to create something. You know, we get excited, or we want to change jobs, or we want to move to another part of the country, or, you know, whatever the thing is, you want to write a book, or become a songwriter, or become a musician. And we get very excited at the thought of it. And then we stop a bit, or we think it through in our head, and we never go beyond that. Then the day's gone, and we didn't do it. So the passage of time is one aspect that stops us. But below that, what stops us from creating or sitting down and really getting focused? We want to go today to the root of what is really going on. You know, we've had times in our lives where we were super disciplined. I had times in my life where I was getting up at 5 a.m. to work on my purpose, and then I would go to my job. Some people will do it late at night and after everyone's gone to sleep. So we can go through phases in our lives, and maybe we're in a phase now where we can't make ourselves do anything. We just can't do it. What is that about? And often what I find when we check in deeply is there's some beliefs around the effort. There's some judgments about the effort that's being applied, either it's not going to materialize in anything either profitable, useful, or there's some assumption about the quality of it, or it won't be good enough, or there's some self-esteem aspect to it of whether I'm capable of doing it. Is anyone going to come to me for this service? So we want to take a look at what the level and the layer is. And like always, this is an opportunity to tell on ourselves about why we block our own desire. So we want to look at how long you've had the desire, and with judgment, take a look at what has stopped you. We all have the experience of deliberately shutting down, of deliberately sabotaging ourselves. And, you know, I remember even using my children as an excuse for, you know, I'm too busy with the kids, or, you know, having a job where I was working 60, 70 hours a week. And that was, you know, another reason for not doing something. So let's say those obstacles are gone. We then have to find a new culprit, don't we? So what is yours? Take a look at what you're wanting to create, and then we're going to go into your field and explore what it is that stops you time after time from stopping into this. Is it about being good enough? Is it about that you think you could do it, but who would want it from you? Or how would you toot your own horn? Or how would you advertise? is it about how much time it's really going to take? You know, some people spend 8 and 9 years working on a book. And, you know, the thought of 8 or 9 years of our lives, some of us could do the calculations and go, wow, how old will I be by the time that 8 and 9 years is up? And so the next question is, does it matter? And that's when we get to the next level of what's stopping us, which is if our answer is, well, yes, it matters if 8 and 9 years goes by and I've dedicated a lot of my free time to creating this book. What about it matters? Is it that you haven't made any money from it? Is it that you're not famous yet? Is it that maybe it's not very good and you put in all this time to it? So we then get to the crux of something else, which is, do we love it? Do we love our baby? Do we love this thing that we're creating? And if we love it, that's great. If we're judging it as if someone else is looking at it and deciding it's not good enough, or how are you going to make money from it, or is it going to be popular, that's a completely different issue. We're looking at that thing as a way to make money, as a way to become recognized. There may be some recognition in your dream. So we want to take a look at all of that, because we want to separate out the difference between a passion and a desire and the expectation of the output. And what I've found for most of us is these are coming from different levels of energy, right? You can feel it in yourself. One is the passion or desire. And just let's reduce this down to a very low level of, you know, being a child making mud cakes, okay? That child making mud cakes is not thinking about selling them. But then the next energy that comes in is a judgment about the value of those mud cakes. Completely different energies, right? So when we come back, we're going to talk a little more deeply about what it is that we're expecting out of the purpose or desire. And the number to call is 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819.
Gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
As I turned up the collarboard, my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? I saw us disregard.
And we are back. This is Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy, and we're going into something very personal today, which is how we sabotage our own dreams. You know, on one level, doesn't that sound so sad that we do that, or that we've learned that? But, you know, honestly, it's such a harsh, harsh judgment that we apply toward our dreams, because it's coming from a place of valuing it. And so maybe one of the questions to ask yourself right now is, should a dream be valued? Should a dream have value in the perception of others? Because honestly, if you get to the bottom of your dream, you enjoy it, you love it, you think, wouldn't it be nice? And then on the other hand, you immediately come up with some of these harsh thoughts. And as I work with most people to do, you trace it back to where you learn to judge things harshly, either in terms of practicality, in terms of usefulness to others, in terms of how others might perceive it, and has anyone else done this before? And this is how we sort of, you know, sabotage it and break it down. The other part is that we feel very alone in this dream. And so we will work on it for a while, but it's almost like working on it on our own steam until we have no more to give to it. And that's sad too, isn't it? So I'm really going to be talking about our inner child in some of this, because we learned at some point that we weren't supported in the essence and truth of who we are and what we're wanting to be, what we're wanting to create. And we learned early on that we had to apply some valuation to that dream or desire. So I want you all to be thinking about that. And Benny, I think we have a caller.
We do. We'll take Carmen calling in from Seattle. Carmen, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Carmen. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So what's going on with you?
You know, hearing you talk about sabotage makes me wonder. I'm interested in the, you know, Reiki and animal communication and all that. And I'm being told, oh, no, you know, that doesn't work, you know, maybe to work in administration or teaching. And I don't know where to go from here now.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, what's your heart telling you? When you said you were interested in it, I mean, that sounds like exploring, right? Have you done any animal communicating? Have you been close to animals and really feel a resonance with that?
I keep like going back to it. I took a class, but I haven't, you know, it's not that I haven't mastered it or anything like that, but I keep going back to it.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know if it's, you know, am I sabotaging myself by thinking that I can do that?
Right.
I don't know. I'm a mess.
No, you're not a mess at all. You're not a mess, because what you've just said is that it's really something that you really like, and you go back to it because your heart goes there. You You really enjoy that. And so when you think about the voices or the actual people that are saying that doesn't work, who is that? Is it a voice in your head? Is it real people? Is it the people you share and talk with?
Yeah, it's real people, friends.
Okay. And, you know, I talk often about, you know, telling people our dreams and desires, and those people are not supportive of anything that's really near and dear to our hearts, right? So do you have any people in your life that are supportive of this part of you, of this part of your life?
Not that I can think of, no.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
That is sad. And you know what? You're not alone in this, because a lot of us have that. We get this vision and we get this resonance with a part of ourselves, and we really want to step into it. So let's just go a little bit into it, because it sounds like you're crying out for support, much like I was talking about earlier, someone to just talk to about it. And so when you've explored it, have you ever gone and taken a class?
Yes, I have.
And how did you feel in the class?
I felt like, am I really doing this? You know, is the animal really, you know, sending images? So I doubted myself quite a bit, but it felt great though, you know, validating after you have a chat. Yeah.
Aw, I think that's wonderful. So you're not a mess. It's just that you've got some people in your lives that, don't understand you, right?
I guess so. It's like, you know, if you think about it, you know,
yeah.
Really, can you communicate with an animal? So it's some kind of, you know.
Yeah,
but,
I have a client that I work with in the UK, and we go out to the stables together, and, you know, I hold space for her while she's working with the animals, and the animals are speaking, and then, you know, we'll even work with hawks and, you know, goats, and it's a wonderful experience, and it makes her so happy, and that's the sense I get from you, is it makes you so happy to connect with the animals in that part of you.
It does. They're great, though. So
yeah, they are.
I'm curious.
So yeah. The thing is, here's what we know so far from this conversation, is that it's something you love. It means something to you. The doubt comes in when you think about kind of the other voices, and the people in your life today are kind of resembling the people in your life, you know, probably from a good part of your life, you know, decades, and you want to create some new friendships and new connections with people, whether in your class or you know, other friends that you have that have an affinity for the spiritual stuff that you're doing, and feel the support of that, because that matters to you. So right now I'm just going to, you know, kind of bring in some masters, some archangels for you, and allow you to really work with this part of you. It's in your second, really, which is your security center, and that feeling of self-esteem about the things that you love, the healing and Reiki and the healing with the animals. And let's just clear out any of that fear. And I'm just real sad for your inner child a bit, because you know what? You really do hear beautifully, and you are not confused, and you're not a mess. And that makes me sad to hear that. So let's just clear that out of the back of your neck, and let's just bring in some protection for you. And let's just get excited again in your inner child, just really allowing her to feel the joy of talking and touching the animals. And let's just do a beautiful light shower through your field right now. And there's much to say and much to talk about on this, but, you know, there's a lot about you, Carmen, that's been fairly wounded in terms of your soul essence and in terms of who you are and the value that you have in this world. And I want you to know that every time you speak to an animal and you work with an animal and every time you share your healing energies, you're a gift. And when we don't do those things, we're holding our gift back from others.
Thank you.
It's beautiful. So if you ever want to call and write again about this, I hope you will, because, you know, we could do a lot deeper work. You're really, you're bringing up some things that are very deep in your field, and I would love to work with you sometime and clear that out, because it's never a waste of your energy, ever. All right.
Okay. Okay.
So one thing that I just love about that call with Carmen is it's just a perfect example of what it's like to have a dream and have people in our lives that aren't understanding us. It's really ties to something so much deeper within us that we have surrounded ourselves with people that don't fully appreciate us and that don't fully understand us. So this isn't meaning that we just go dump everyone in our lives that we have currently, but we've resonated with a lot of critical and judgment energies, and we'd like to shift the energy so that we start drawing in those that are loving and accepting and honoring of who we are, so that we express those gifts, because it's the desire of Source and the universe and the light beings and the angels for us to truly step into all that we are. So I really hope that if you're dealing with what Carmen's doing, where there's some self-doubt, but there's such joy at the same time, that you'll explore that and you'll go, wow, where can I find a class? Where can I find a group? Where can I find those ones that will support my vision and my dream? It's really important for you to have at least one person in your life who understands who you are and who supports your truth. And this is what your inner child wasn't able to get. You know, the vision I keep getting throughout this show is the inner child just expiring, you know, just flagging, getting so tired and feeling so defeated, because she wanted the tools, she wanted the help, he wanted the friendships, he wanted the classes. So if that's you, really honor that today. Pick up a magazine, go online, do a search, find something for you today. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about how to release the sabotage of our dreams.
People try to put us to down.
Talking about my generation.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden. Fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carrie Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere, with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 6th Annual Tappers Gathering March 19th at Bastyr University in Seattle. You will learn EFT applications, forge a strong community, and share healing stories. The event raises money and awareness for EFT tapping scientific research. Net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit to further prove the efficacy of EFT. Bring your cards and information for a fun and inspiring day of networking. Visit nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
And we are back. We're talking about how we sabotage our own dreams and our own desires. This is a big thing for us. You know, if you're willing to do the work today about this area, it's really going to be profound, because the saying I like to use a lot is, whatever you think it's about, it's not about that. You are here on purpose. You are here to create something spectacular. Your energy is a gift to so many that are around you and in your life. And when we shut that down, we do not manifest the healing energy, the vibration, the joy that we're really here to share. This is Leslie Fontaine. This is Sheer Alchemy. And I do want to again tell you that the show at the Emerald Spiral Expo in Kent, just south of Seattle, is this Saturday, the 26th. There are going to be some fantastic vendors, healers, readers, just some beautiful products, speakers. I'm going to be speaking. It is a fabulous way to take a momcation, a staycation, a dadcation, you name it. Just give yourself a time out to go take care of yourself this Saturday at the Emerald Spiral Expo. It is going to be absolutely fantastic. So I was looking at some of the obstacles that show up for us in terms of stepping into our dreams. You know, one is the fear of competition, the fear that no one will value us, that we will fail a test. And there's something in our environment that says, well, I'm going to judge you. I'm going to evaluate you, whether it's for a job or it's as, you know, a friend, or it's to, you know, do all manner of things. We learn very young that there is good, better, and best. There's people that can't sing and can sing. There's people that can speak and that can't speak. There's also people that have overcome immense obstacles through a lot of discipline and work effort to overcome any kinds of impediments that were in their way to stepping into a dream. So we learn young the valuation of our capabilities, whether we can draw well, write well, sing well, you name it, play an instrument. It's all there. So there is a fear of competition that can come up, that fear of being tested. The preference for us over someone else, you know, beauty, not beauty, someone who's good at it, someone who's not. When we're stepping into our gifts and into our desires and into the messaging that we're here to offer, we often are starting with, you know, no tools, no backgrounds. We have this funny idea that people are just born gifted, or they you know, they came with all the tools already equipped. What we seem to not want to do is understand that maybe we have to apply some time or effort. I meet a lot of people who can accept that, you know, they go to college and they get a degree, but in the spiritual realm, they don't think they should have to apply that same kind of effort, as if somehow effort in the spiritual realm is just, those are oxymorons. They just don't go together. Well, they do. Think about the levels and tiers of work. So, for example, let's say I have an affinity, like Carmen shared, for animal communication. You know, I'm going to begin to learn how to feel the energies, right? I'm going to learn the techniques and the capabilities that are part of communicating with an animal. I may see or I may not see. My method of clairvoyance, clairsentience, clairaudience, or the sensing of energies may be very different from someone else's. So we have to go through these steps of learning how to do the work that we're being taught. A lot of people study Reiki, they study prana, a lot of people study healing touch, all kinds of modalities. There are people that are psychics and readers, there are people that do inspirational writing. So the idea that it all downloads right away, or that we see it all, or that if we begin at one resonance, it doesn't progress, is false. We are continually improving, continually growing in our awareness. I can tell you that for me, I mean, the shifts that I have gone through have not come just from, you know, waiting around. I have had to apply a lot of time and a lot of awareness and testing of things, you know, in my own field. So don't think that just because you weren't born with it right away, that you don't then have the ability to step into it. How does guidance come into this picture? Guidance comes in with ideas of inspiration. You may pick up a book. You may talk to a friend. You may stop by a store and you see a little 3x5 card that's advertising a class of some kind, or a person that you call. I have had many serendipitous moments of phone calls or materials I pick up or signs that'll show up that guide me to the next thing to step into. But there is that aspect of work. So what happens when you encounter that part of you that says, oh, geez, I don't want to do any work for this, or I'm too old, or how am I going to do that, or where am I going to get the money for that class? Notice all the things that start to come up as objections when you could have just as many positive thoughts about that opportunity. We learn to look at the objections. That is a learned skill. So allow the thoughts and the ideas to show up for you. Pay attention to how they come in and notice your reaction to each of these. Are you reacting negatively? For example, where am I going to get the money? Why do you have to know that right now? What will it do if you don't know where you're going to get the money? Why can't you just say yes? Let's just say yes. This is where the money's going to come from. This is how it's going to show up. This is the desire I have. Then let's say you get a tightness in your heart space. There's some fear. What if I, you know, get the money and I spend it and I don't complete the class? All these negative things about yourself. This is when we start to identify some of the blocks that are showing up. There is the fear of failure. Do you see how that just came up? It's the fear that I'll fail, that I won't be successful. All right, so now let's go into success. What is success? Is it recognition? Is it praise? Is it making money? Take a look at what success means to you right now. So is it a waste of time? Is it that if you share in your current family or with your current friends, they'll go, well, why are you doing that? How, I didn't know you could do that. I didn't know that was your skill set. take a look at the reactions that you're having. Some of you are really getting some tightness in your heart, tightness in your solar plexus. What is wrong with just being happy about the idea? I'll tell you what it is. For some of us, we had the rug pulled out from under us when we got happy. It is so true. It's almost as if someone said, oh, get back to work. We don't have time for those kind of frivolities. We don't have time for that kind of feeling. We've got to put food on the table. We've got to do this. We've got to do that. I work with so many clients who were raised with that environment where there was no time or room for frivolity, and there was a lot of poverty in the family. And so they couldn't step out of that hard rule that everything's got to be practical. So then what we do is we transfer that to Source, as if Source is going to be just as punitive looking at us about whether we're practical or not. So take a look at what's happening in your field as I bring some of that up. I can't even tell you how many people I work with where there's such a depth of heartbreak, you know, that they were raised with, and then just a shutting down of any dreams or desires. So then when I bring up the word courage, what does that do for you? For many of you, it brings up the feeling like, forget it. I'm not going to have enough courage to go through with this. I'm not going to be strong enough to make it happen. This is our inner child. Our inner child is coming up and crying out for support. I want to talk about in this next segment the kind of support that you can bring in from the inner plane, from the angels, the ascended masters, how you can bring in new friends, new people to support your vision and your dream. You can have support, but see, what our inner child learned very young was that there was no support for these things in my life. I hope you're taking some notes about your own field today, because if you are feeling some of these things, that there is no support for you and your truth, then this is where your block is going to be. And I hope you'll let me work with you, especially in the next segment, and then later, if you like, in a session, to clear out the interferences that are stopping you from stepping into all that you are. We'll be back.
Aquarius. And my name is Rose.
In retirement, will you have enough money to live life on your terms? Everyone has retirement questions, so ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member of FINRA and SIPC.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Pat. Many of you have heard me talk about the Lyme disease epidemic going on right now in the world. I want to tell you about my friends at Results RNA. They have now created an entire Lyme support system for immune system support, detoxification, rejuvenation, and neurological healing. Please visit ResultsRNA.com to learn more. And for first-time orders, you'll receive a special 10% discount. All you have to do is type in Dr. Pat at checkout.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I love the maca team. Maca is a turnip-like vegetable that grows at altitudes at and above 13,000 feet in the Andes. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. And they are delicious. Many of the customers want to know which is the best maca for their lifestyle, age, activity level, and health goals. These are the three main questions to answer before you purchase. Which color of maca is best for your specific purpose? Is raw or gelatinized the best maca for you? Should you use maca powders, maca capsules, or maca extracts? You can try selections of all of these products to see which will work best for you. To learn more and get a special discount for all of our listeners, visit drpatspicks.com. That's drpatspicks.com.
Are back. This is Leslie Fontaine. This is Sheer Alchemy, and we're talking about how sabotage happens to the most beautiful of our dreams. And in this part of the segment, I'd really like to help you with some of that as much as we can in the remaining minutes of the show. You're always free to reach out to me to have a session. You can find information about my sessions at lesliefontaine.com. That's LesLieFontaine.com. You can always reach out to me at 678-665-3366. That's 678-665-3366. So we're talking about our dreams, and I hope that some of this has stirred up the blocks and places where you stop yourself. It's not the only time we've ever done this, right? This is a routine place that we always get in our own way. So right now, if you can, if you're somewhere that you can be a little quiet or pull aside or listen without being interrupted, let's just bring in the Masters, the Archangels right now. I want to protect our field. I'm going to bring in Saint Germain and clear out any negativity in our space that's going to interfere with what we're going to do. And let's go to the depth of that dream of yours. Some of you can't even say it out loud to anyone in your life. And I'd like you to at least say it out loud to yourself, to write it down today. Maybe just write down a few sentences about your dream and what you'd like to create. And I'd like you to go into the depths of the fear of it, whether it's the valuation, as we've been talking, that it's not valuable to certain people in your life, or they criticize your dreams or question your capabilities and qualifications. So just notice where that's showing up. And some of you are dealing with a real heartbreak on this. You know, when you can't be in your own truth, it's heartbreaking. It really is. You're not exaggerating. You're not making this up. You're not being overly sensitive. It is heartbreaking to live an entire life and not experience the joy of our own truth. It truly is. So if we've drawn people into our lives to this point that don't fully support who we are, it's time to make a shift. And you know what? It doesn't mean we're leaving them behind. It just means they get the opportunity to shift too. So let's go into your inner child right now, and let's just bolster her up right now with Divine Father and Divine Mother. And really understand that Source is not this critical, harsh, judgmental being. It's not like that. It's very different from what we grew up with and maybe what we learned from some of our religious institutions, kind of that heavy-handed, harsh thing. And let's just bring in the dreams and desires now. Let's go into our power center where we feel like we can't do it ourselves, where we're unsupported. And let's bring in your team. Let's bring in your support. And now let's allow ourselves to imagine what would be the first thing we would do. What would be the next thing we would do? Think about where you thought to take a class. Think about where you thought to carve out some time. Think about a friend that you thought about reaching out to but maybe held back. Or a job opportunity or connection where you thought to reach out but didn't. And notice the feeling behind why you didn't. Was it about acceptance? Was it about low self-esteem? Was it about lack of training? Think about where you could get training, where you could step into a class or get information. And now let's agree to release the fear. Just imagine that fear in your hand, like dust, like pieces of dust, and just blow on it. And just blow and let that go. And now feel that empty space where the fear used to be. And it feels strange, doesn't it? Because in a way that fear has protected you from stepping into it. And now notice that really there's a fear of failure and the fear of judgment. And let's release that this isn't about performance. This is about loving who you are, loving your own truth. And think about how you're going to step into this class and into this dream. And if there's a concern about who's going to support you to go on a certain evening or to take time out from the family, decide that you matter that much and that you can do it and they can adjust. Because see, as I walk you through this, we're hitting the fears, aren't we? We're hitting the fear of failure. It's so prevalent on today's call. And this is often why we sabotage. It truly is this deep fear that we will fail. For any of you feeling this deeply, I would love to work with you. I would love to help you get to the bottom of this one. And then to clear out all the agreements to not succeed. Because when you truly succeed, you create a whole new world for yourself. And when you choose not to step into your dream, you repeat the cycle and you repeat the story of why you can't do it. I believe in you. I believe that you can do this. I believe that you can step into all that you are. I value who you are, what you create, what matters to you. There are people that support you and love you, and we can shift your energy so that you start to draw those in. I can't tell you the big difference that you can experience by letting go of some of the heavy judgments and bringing in those that are loving and supportive and accepting of you. You know, one thing I've found is that when we draw in support and acceptance, we almost don't trust it. We think, well, you don't really know me. You don't really understand what I'm capable of and what I'm not capable of. It's almost as if we distrust acceptance. Isn't that sad? So I'd like you to experience today some acceptance and some trust of who you are and some compassion towards yourself. We're not going to look over the years that we failed or the years that we didn't step into our dreams. We're going to look at the opportunity of what we can do now with this special moment. So take some time over the next few days to write down your dream, to write down what has sort of stopped you from stepping into it. Notice if it's about importance or money or recognition or getting the love of others or feeling like you can please others. And decide that you're going to release that as the interference. And I'd love for you to experience bringing in some light beings while you do this. And then allow yourself to get some ideas and write those down. Write down your ideas. Let them come to you. And if you'd like to write me, we can work a little further on the next steps after that. But I hope today that you've at least opened the door to this. And even if it makes you a little emotional, allow yourself to heal up because you are worth it. It's not too late. And if it's still coming to you, it's a part of your destiny. It truly is. I hope to hear from you. For any of those that you'd like to work, that would like to work with me, my number again is LeslieFontaine.com, Leslie at LeslieFontaine, and 678-665-3366. I hope to see you at the Emerald Spiral Show this weekend and in Portland next weekend. Until next time.
You've been listening to the hit show Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com and LeslieFontaine.com for showtimes and dates. Contact Leslie at LeslieFontaine.com to schedule a transformative session that removes your blocks so that you can say yes to explosive abundance. You will not be the same.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.